Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Vern Windham. All this week, Spokane Public Radio staff and volunteers are reading selections from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. First published in 1866, it tells the story of a rural Massachusetts family confined to their farmhouse during a long snowstorm. The poem continues. What matter how the night behaved? What matter how the north wind raved? Blow high, blow low, not all its snow could quench our hearth fire's ruddy glow. O time and change, with hair as gray as was my sire's that winter day. How strange it seems, with so much gone of life and love, to still live on. Ah, brother, only I and thou are left of all that circle now. The dear home faces whereupon that fitful firelight paled and shone. Henceforth, listen as we will, the voices of that hearth are still. Look where we may, the wide earth o'er, those lighted faces smile no more. We tread the paths their feet have worn. We sit beneath their orchard trees. We hear, like them, the hum of bees and rustle of the bladed corn. We turn the pages that they read, their written words we linger o'er. But in the sun they cast no shade. No voice is heard. No sign is made. No step is on the conscious floor. Yet love will dream and faith will trust, since he who knows our need is just, that somehow, somewhere, meet we must. Alas for him who never sees the stars shine through his cypress trees, who, hopeless, lays his dead away, nor looks to see the breaking day across the mournful marbles play, who hath not learned in hours of faith the truth to flesh and sense unknown, that life is ever lord of death, and love can never lose its own. That was a selection from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. If you'd like to read the rest of the poem, we'll have a link to the full text on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Vern Windham for the Poetry Moment.